They are very varied and exist many differences among them. Differences that are much greater than those existing among the human races. 4. Some of them are more intelligent and more evolved than man, and some are less. Some types of gnomes and so are less evolved than us, less intelligent. Even though they can do things we cannot do, but many animals can do things we cannot do, superate us in many things. They come from other levels of existence and can also come from other physical planets or from worlds of other dimensions. We don't know. Where they come from? I don't know. I don't care about. If somebody is going to steal me or to hit me, I don't care where he comes from. He's going to hit me. This is what I am interested in. He's going to hit me. Some of these intelligences interfere in the lives of humans at an individual level and much more at a social or global level. We individually can defend ourselves very well, but in a social level, globally, human race must defend, much more defenseless. Some interfere negatively or just to play and don't care if with their interference they hinder the human being. Other interfere positively and they try to help, but very often they help and are positive at the beginning of the contact, and finally they abandon or even hinder him. I think that those who are negative are more abundant, or at least interfere more than the positives. And why I think this? Look in the reality. In the beginning I didn't believe this, but looking at the reality in many cases, now I think this way. Some of them have many limitations when they act in our world, in our level of existence. And all of them are very far from being omnipotent. All of them, including those who look positive, are primarily here for their own good and not for the good of man. Like when we go to the world of animals, we always go for own good, our own good. If you have a cat in the house, not is because you love the cat, because it's you love to have a cat in the house. But if the cat gets too sick or something, you kick the cat out. Or you send piously to the veterinarian, so the veterinarian send him to another world without any pain. But this is the reality.